something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Look at the life of Solomon. As a young man, when he ascended the throne, guess what happened? Now, let me show you something, because a lot of times we need to understand God's role and our role. All right? He has a part and we have a part. So, the Lord loved Solomon when he was born. But did Solomon respond? Did Solomon respond? That's the key. Did he respond? How did Solomon know the Lord loved him? Well, a prophet of God came to the house and said to his parents, "The Lord asked me to call him Jedidiah," meaning the beloved of the Lord. "For the Lord loves this boy." He grew up to hear that a prophet came to the house when he was born and said that the Lord loved him specially and gave him a name. And he trusted in that name. He trusted the word that the prophet brought. He believed it. In 1 Kings chapter 3, turn in there quickly. 1 Kings. We're talking about God's greater blessings. There's something better than you trying to get something by your faith. There's something better. I said there's something better than you trying to declare what you're going to receive. There's something better than that. Oh boy. Listen. The Bible says, these three abide, faith, hope, and love. And then it says, the greatest of these three is love. Faith, hope, love, the greatest is love. You operate in faith, great. You operate in hope, great. He says, but there's one that's greater than those two. It's love. When you come to walking in love, you have gone higher than mere walk of faith. You cannot walk in love without faith. And you cannot walk in faith without love. But love is greater. When you begin to operate in love, it is the highest level of faith. You have gone beyond trying to get something with faith. You've moved into covenants. You've moved into trusts. You now see life from another level. You're not looking like other men. What they're struggling to get, you wouldn't even take. What many men are struggling for, you don't even want. You've gone too high for that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You've gone too high for that. You've lost your desire for those things. What they're struggling to get. What they're struggling to amass. You've gone beyond it. 1 Kings chapter 3. I want you all to read verse number 3 together. Read it out loud. One, two, go. Praise God. Now you know the meaning of that latter part. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Meaning that the place that he used for offering sacrifices to Jehovah were the wrong altars. They were already built by others, and he was using them. But God didn't want those kind of altars, the way they were constructed. That's what he's talking about. Because they were constructed like the altars that were used for heathen worship. So he sacrificed unto Jehovah in those places. So they should have destroyed them and built according to the law. That's what he's talking about. But he wasn't offering those sacrifices to heathen gods. But look at something nice. He says, and Solomon loved the Lord. How did he prove it? Walking in the statutes of David, his father. He loved the Lord. Walking in the statutes of David, his father. He proved his love for the Lord by his walk, the way he lived, the things he considered. So you can live a great Christian life by using spiritual principles to just make your life great. It's all right. But there's something higher than that. That's what I'm trying to get you to notice. There's a higher life than trying to use the Word of God to make your life great. There's a higher life than that. It's climbing in greater fellowship with the Master. So everything those other guys are struggling to have with their faith, you possess them. Because that's the way the Lord is. Remember when he appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him, he said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? And Solomon said, well, I don't have any problems, but just give me wisdom and understanding. And the Lord said, what? You're not asking for anything? He said, no. Then the Lord said, all right. Because you didn't even ask, I'm going to give them to you in abundance. He said, you didn't ask for long life, I'll give you long life. He said, you didn't ask for riches, I'll give you riches. I'm going to make you so rich, nobody will ever like you, and no one will ever be like you. And then he said, you didn't ask for the life of your enemies, I'll give you peace. Now knock all your enemies down before you. You know, he just blessed the young guy with everything he didn't ask for. Everything others were asking God for. Praying and crying to God, oh God, I want to live long. Oh God, destroy my enemies. Oh God, all those things that people were praying for. Solomon gained by his relationship with Jehovah. See that? We're talking about God's greater blessings. These things will not happen just because you are nice. I want you to follow this. This is not because you are nice and kind and fine and good. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. It's not because there's no sin in your life. You're pure. No, 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 no. That's not it. You're getting it wrong. It's not according to your works of righteousness. It's not because you pray well. It's not because of any of those things. Look at it. He says, the Lord loved Solomon as a baby. And when he found out about it, he loved the Lord. And then proved it by walking right. How do you love the Lord? You delight yourself in him. He becomes your friend. You cannot love the Lord and walk in fear. Do you know that? You can't love the Lord and walk in fear. How could you love the Lord and walk in fear? It's not possible. They can't go together. When you walk in fear, you're not walking in the love of the Lord. What does the Bible say? First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 4. Hurry there. First John, chapter 4. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Whew! Hey, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to read it to you from the 16th verse. Now, what you notice is, and we have known, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. You see it? When Solomon found out, he responded. Have you found out that the Lord loves you? Have you found out? Have you found out? Are you among those Christians that are complaining, oh God, what have you done to my life? Oh, I've been a Christian for 5 years. What do I have to show for it? They get mad at God. Look at it. He says, and we have known and believed the Lord, the love that God had to us. God is love. And he, oh, I like it. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. See what I mean? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's read that again. We have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Port Harcourt, Zone 3, Jersey and Jenny Street off Peter Adili Road behind Domino's, Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays lunch hour service 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send mail to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.